Hello and welcome to Access 2013 tutorials. This is going to be the 8th video in a little mini series on creating invoices. If you want to play along, full link below the video to the download section of the website and download Access 2013 DB51, because we are going to be making the sub report for the invoice that we have been making. Okay, right, last lesson or tutorial, I should say, we were making this query cost payments union sorted, and we've got all kinds of things, the multiplier amount, that's it. I don't know, I was going to say something that was world changing, I've just forgotten what it was, so don't worry about it. Oh yeah, I remember what it was. If you actually are using the same database and going all the way along, go to table invoice payments and just make sure everything's in the positive, because like that was -400 for some reason. So just make sure everything's in the positive. That's just a random one. If you're downloading the database in, you obviously don't need to do that. And if you're doing neither, then you really don't have to worry about that at all, do you? Okay, what do we want to do? We want to close main. We want to open up navigation pane and then close it, because we're not going to do that. We're going to go to create, and we're going to go to blank form. Or even report. Shall I re-record the video? Nope. Press F4 to bring up the property sheet. And we've created a blank report. And we're going to go to record source, which is under the data tab. And we're going to choose query costs payments union sorted. Why? Because we can. And we're going to click on add existing fields. And we're going to start dragging a couple of these over, including transaction date, which we're very cleverly going to change to just say date. We want item, really important, so we can see what they're actually paying for. We want amount. Do we want amount including VAT? Adjusted, no less. Let's have amount including VAT. Or do we want amount including VAT? Yeah, let's just have amount including VAT. And then let's have amount including VAT adjusted. And change them. Change amount including VAT to just say amount. And amount including VAT adjusted to say balance. Okay. That's the width of the report, so we're okay. Pressing the control button, or keeping it pressed, highlight all of those cells and get rid of that border by changing border style to transparent. Now, the idea of the sub report is that we can look at a date, we can look at an item. We will need to add booking ID as well, while I remember, and just delete the label and minimize that field right down. It's a hidden field we're going to use. Press F4, go to visible note, so we've got a booking ID. And the idea is, we'll see an item, we'll see the amount that the item was either charged, or in a case of payment was paid, including VAT. And then we're going to see the balance. Now the balance needs to be a running sum, which means if that's -576, this next column should not say -720, it should say -576 plus -720, which is actually -1296, I think. And it keeps working its way along. And the way to do that is to click on the field, go to data, and where it says running sum, go over group. So now what it's doing is it's taking the amount, and it's either subtracting it from balance when it's a charge, like a room charge or an extra charge, or anytime it sees a payment, it's actually adding it. So if you see here, you've got 2,268 or -2,268, there's a payment for 1,008, and that becomes -1,260, which is fine. So let's save that and call it report invoices sub. Okay, and just put it into print preview to check that it's not encroaching outside of its parameters. Yeah, that's absolutely fine. That's the sub report right there. I just want to check one thing, which I could do after the video, but I'm going to do it now. So why would I do that? For main, let's go to... Actually, I don't even want to check for main. Just go to payments. to not be pretentious. See, that's a worry. VAT on a payment. It's that one there. Sure it is. If we go to query costs. See, what I was worried about was it has kicked up. That, look, amount including VAT. That's a payment. Should payment be on VAT? No. Oh, we've got some amendments to make then. So go to design view of query cost pay union sorted and go to VAT rate and say if open close square bracket item equals PAYMENT and it's zero, else it's NZ DLOOKUP blah 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 blah. Press OK, press return. Yeah, invalid syntax, that was never going to work, was it? If item equals payment, that's because I missed out that one there. Alright, that should work now. And last time, I promise. If item equals payment, comma zero, else. Because of that. Okay, so this is what it needs to look like. Now it's definitely going to work. And it does. 840 becomes 840. 1000, yes, we're there. We're on top. Okay, so let's go back to our report. I thought I spotted it when we were making that report. I thought I spotted it, and I did spot it, and it was wrong. And it was bad. Okay. It was this one. This was showing 1008 because it's adding VAT, but you don't add VAT to a payment. You pay for VAT. Well, most of us do, right? Okay, so that's that. Sorry for that little diversion at the end, but database must be accurate most of the time. Okay, thank you for watching, and I hope to see you in the next video.